Become a Corporate America Boss. In this podcast, we will talk about the mindset and principles from my book, Corporate America Boss, and the process to becoming a boss within the company you work for. This is not an entrepreneur, business, or real estate podcast. It's not. This podcast contains interviews from live cab coaching sessions and live sit-down interviews with other Corporate America bosses and learning their journey in the Corporate America workforce. Learn how to become more to receive more. More promotions, more pay raises, more responsibilities, more career opportunities. Don't just be an employee, become a Corporate America boss.
You said if you had to pick just one. So what was the runner up for you?
Mindset, chapter one.
Okay.
So when you said working the system,
mm-hmm.
I've been on both sides.
Got you.
Okay. So I like that you were very honest, mm-hmm. which was meeting your quotas yeah. and your sales.
I didn't want to come across like I'm not human. You know.
I like that.
I didn't want to come across yeah. that I'm not human. Like, you know, once you kind of get that pressure put on you mm-hmm. and. You know, nobody's a perfect angel 100% yeah. of the time. So I wanted to make sure that just as much as I'm telling people my story, I also want to make people to realize, like, I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm putting my flaws out there as well.
Yeah. And like I said, it resonated with me because I am I wouldn't say antisocial. What do they call it? Introvert. Introvert.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to my work ethic or what I'm doing, When you compare me to my engineer next to me,
mm-hmm.
this person may be saying, hey, look at me. I'm doing this. Hey, look. Hey, hell yeah, I did this. Let me mm-hmm. send you this email of this report of me doing that.
Right.
That's not the type of person I am. I'm going to do the same exact thing that engineer is doing, going above and beyond and everything. But I'm not causing the attention to say, hey, look at me.
Gotcha.
And a lot of my mentors told me in this industry that I have to do that. You have to sometimes flag that attention to you, because otherwise you're going to be, you know, in the shadows of the individuals that that's how I took it, working the system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They know what's going to get their boss's attention outside of going above and beyond that technical, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look at me, bring that attention to me.
Right.
So I had to kind of learn to put, you know, my personal and my introvertness to the side and try to express myself. You know, I had to market myself in this case. You know what I'm saying? Because my work ethic is there and I'm getting my paycheck consistently. That's not the issue.
Absolutely.
But to get those promotions to stand out, because it's 30 of us, you know, was 30 of us in a department thing for promotions and things. So you have to do something to stand out from other individuals.
Absolutely. You really, I mean, I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because that just brought on a story that I remember in Corporate America mm-hmm. that I didn't mention in the book. Man, that's crazy how similar some of our stories are. And a lot of the stuff we're just now hearing from each other for the first time.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I remember I was working at I know that I was in automotive sales for mm-hmm. about close to 2.5, almost 3 years. And I remember one of the things that they used to talk about doing was the importance of, like, outside marketing.
Okay.
So going out, talking to different, you know, insurance companies, talking to local different vendors. So when they have somebody that in need of a car, they can refer your business.
Right.
So in my mind, I always saw that as, like, of course, like, that, like, duh.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know, worry.
It's a no. Like, you ain't got to tell me to do that if I want sales and it just so happens to be a slow month or whatever the case may be. Like you said, low hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I may only have maybe 5 or 6 personal sales from my personal efforts, but if I get a body shop to send me 2 referrals, this insurance agency to send me 2, and then now this local other body shop send me 1.
Yes.
Now my 6-7 sales then turned into 12 or 13.
Yes, sir.
They don't care at the end of the day how you got the sales.
But you got it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That you got them. And so I remember, man, that's so funny you said that. I never thought about this before, but I remember one time when I would go out there, I made it faithful. It was, for me, it was every Wednesday.
Okay.
From 10 o'clock. That's when I noticed when we were kind of like the slowest in the dealership.
Okay.
So from every Wednesday from like 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, that's when I'm out there marketing.
Okay.
And I would do it for a few weeks, and then I would go back and tell my managers about, you know, the places I went to, and the conversations that we had.
Right.
And then one time, one of my managers told me, he was like, hey, do you mind just typing me up a report?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool. Like, no problem. Like, I'm not thinking nothing of it at all. So I just tell him, like, yeah, I went to this shop, talked about boom, boom, boom. The next day, a mass email went out to all the sales reps in the region talking about, hey, this is what you're supposed to do when you're out marketing. This is what
excellence look like. We call it whale.
But the crazy thing is that I felt so uncomfortable because I'm an introvert like you. Mm-hmm. So I actually reached out to that manager. I was like, hey, like, I didn't know you were doing it. I was just doing it because you asked me to.
Yeah.
Like, I figured you probably needed it to show maybe your bosses mm-hmm. to know, like, what's the feedback and what we getting out there.
These are my peers.
But these are my right. Like, I don't want no beef. I don't want no beef. Like, I'm cordial with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you ain't immediately threatening my family or disrespecting my family, like, for me, I feel like I'm a pretty easygoing person to get along with, and I like to be able to still build relationships with people.